Alaska has fewer environmental monitors on cruise ships this year. State officials say enough ocean rangers remain to do the job, but critics are worried. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Alaska voters created the Ocean Ranger program when they passed the cruise ship initiative in 2006. It had a test run the following summer and began full operations in 2008, checking on wastewater, air quality, food safety, and other possible problem areas. About 27 environmental monitors were hired that year to ride cruise ships as they sailed Alaska waters. That number was down to 21 last year. State Cruise Ship Program Manager Rob Edwardson says this season only 16 rangers will be on the big ships.
The coverage rate this year will probably go down to about 70%.
And what has it been in previous years?
Around 90%.
The program, run by the Department of Environmental Conservation, is funded by a $4 fee charged to each cruise ship passenger. Edwardson says staffing is down in part because fewer ships and passengers have been sailing state waters.
The Ocean Ranger program is run with the revenues that come in from the Ocean Ranger fee. So if there are fewer voyages, then there are fewer fees. So we have less available to run the program on.
2 years ago, when passenger numbers were higher, the program brought in about $4 million. That dropped to about $3.4 million last year. Edwardson says it may go up a little this season, but he says costs have also increased. Last year, cruise ships charged the state an average of about $1,680 for ranger berths. That's expected to rise to about $1,800 this year. Fares have increased industry-wide. The revenue and expense changes mean those rangers who are left will spend less time on some ships.
In previous years, just because of the scheduling, ocean rangers have ridden from Vancouver and Seattle on a lot of voyages, and they can't perform their duties until they're in Alaskan waters. So if we switch them in Alaskan ports, then they don't have to be on the voyages for those unproductive days.
The reductions have some program backers worried. One is Joe Geldof, a Juneau attorney who was part of the effort to put the program on the ballot.
I am concerned, and I think I, along with anybody else who uses the marine waters of Alaska, should be concerned because there is less active enforcement of Alaska's water quality now that the department's cutting back on the deployment of ocean rangers.
He points to other parts of the cruise ship initiative that have been scaled back. Stronger water quality rules have in part been delayed, and the $46 per passenger head tax for infrastructure and other shore improvements was reduced to just under $20 for most people starting this season. The Department of Environmental Conservation's Edwardson says every year sees differences, but he says his agency is still committed to environmental monitoring. The Alaska Cruise Association, which represents the lines, was not available for immediate comment. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.